going to do a quick test of everything.
Testing.
Titans are my trigger.
Testicles.
Triggers are my trigger.
Testicles.
Triggers are my trigger. Ben, what's your trigger?
Testicles.
Men with large signs.
Sorry, what's your trigger?
Triggers.
Austin, what's your trigger?
I don't have a trigger because I'm an adult.
People with triggers are your trigger.
Wait a minute.
Thank you. What's your trigger?
Tumblr?
Peni.
My trigger is located near the handle of my gun.
You're also plural penises.
You gotta watch these cables. We have like these shitty
triggers
shitty
by
cables.
The handle of my gun.
All right, so don't touch
the cables. All right, Nikki, are you and I sharing the mic?
Testing one, two.
Because Ben's
sitting on the floor because he's lazy.
I mean,
all right.
Probably just like turn off.
You probably could have, but it's too late now. Anyway,
okay.
We're just gonna go right into that. Yay. Bam! Welcome to podcast 70
something.
Ow!
Eight. 7, 8.
You hit me in the knee.
Sorry.
9, 10.
Yeah, I'm Ben.
Everybody for real watching.
I'm
cables.
Austin.
Everybody, nobody touch cables. You touch
and
cables,
I'm on
you get
drugs.
Fucking shot. Nikki, don't touch
no,
the
not.
Cable.
I'm not touching the
you're
cable.
You're like an inch away, less than an inch away from that cable.
Welcome
I
to the Hostile Podcast.
It's going to get touched.
Welcome to the Hostile Podcast.
I got
Hospitality
Ooh.
Podcast. Donald Trump's running for president.
Yeah!
That's a thing.
Oh. He gets my vote.
Did you hear his speech? It was fucking hilarious.
What did he say?
He was like, I'm so great. I sold a $15 million house to a Chinese man. Quote, unquote.
That's really?
It. That was it.
He actually said that in the speech. That wasn't the whole speech.
Nice.
And then there was something else he said. He was, and those people from Mexico are coming over, and they're rapists, and they're taking our jobs, and...
They took our yeah.
There's probably some good ones in there, too.
He said there's probably some good ones in
no
there.
No joke, that is what he said. He went out and said Mexicans are racist. Yeah, but I gotta give them the benefit of the doubt. Some of them are probably...
He had an interview with a news person. Like, they were, like, interviewing him. And he told them he knew how to fix all the problems in the world. And she's like, well, how? He's like, well, I'm not gonna tell you that. And they were like, oh, okay. And he was like, I'm not gonna tell you that because then the enemy is gonna know what to expect and they're gonna plan to defend against it. I was like, this idiot has no idea
okay,
what he's
crazy.
Talking about.
Yeah. But I have to say, watching that was a quite giggly experience.
I'm voting for Trump. Fuck all of you.
Well, he sold that $50 million house
to
a
Chinese
man.
Do you know how hard that is?
Chinese man, I don't know.
It's impossible.
Yeah, Chinese
man
doesn't
is
even
a genius.
Have that much money. So I don't know.
Chinese man probably has $80 billion.
I don't know. Remind me after the podcast.
Oh.
Tattoos.
Well, in the middle of the podcast.
Sorry. I just
call.
Thought about it like, oh, hey, wait a minute.
So, Fallout 4 is confirmed.
Fallout
4 is
confirmed. MetroCon's confirmed.
What about,
MetroCon happens.
What about Half-Life 3?
Half-Life 3
are
still,
we still
unconfirmed.
I got my coworkers on that. I'm like, oh my god, guys! Half-Life 3 came out! And they're like, what?
It's not coming out. No.
No,
it's
no,
not,
it's
not
so.
Happening.
I'm kidding. They didn't react like that. They were like, really?
But a nerd, that's like, really?!
Yeah, but we went to MetroCon.
We did.
Shit happened. We had a panel, and it was great, and we met
Yay.
People. And we
Joey still can't talk to girls.
Joey still can't talk to girls.
I talked to her. I just didn't ask for her number. All right?
What girl? Who?
The girl from the rave.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Saturday, when you weren't there.
Oh, I woke up too early to leave on Sunday, so I didn't get to talk to you guys about what happened.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, nothing, really.
I know Goku got arrested for touching little girls.
Yeah.
So we went to the rave, and we... Me, Austin, and Joey, and Nikki each had 100 glow sticks on us.
Right.
So
I know. I was there helping you guys put them on.
Yep. And so we get to the rave, and Nikki leaves like 5 seconds later.
Yeah.
So
I,
just
she was
leaving
not there for 5
us, and Austin left with her for a little bit. And then I was sitting there with Joey, and I spot these two girls, and I'm like, huh. Okay.
Hey, baby.
Oh, you did
I've
tell
got
me
this.
About this. That's such horseshit, Joey.
So
go
I,
ahead, continue. That.
I went up.
I mean, we were talking and
no,
shit.
You
didn't
even,
ask for her number.
Talking.
So I went up.
We were talking about how shitty the singer was. We were totally
you
having
said one sentence that's not conversation.
No, we had a couple of small conversations.
I don't believe you.
You and Joey are both wearing purple, Ben.
Damn right,
awesome.
We did it on purpose. That's a lie.
No offense.
Can,
no,
can
I
tell the story now?
Keep going.
All right, so I go up to these girls first, Joey. Quickly notices what I'm doing and follows behind.
Yeah,
and I'm like, hey, you girls look like you're a little lacking in the glow department. So here, take some of these. By the way, I'm Ben. This is my pal Joey.
Also new showing around. Didn't use that line, but both of us, we gave each other that look like one of us should say it.
Please say it. Don't make me say it.
So we started talking to him, and one of the girls goes off with her boyfriend.
Okay. You made it sound like immediately that happened.
No.
We all collectively as a group of five were hanging out for like a solid 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then one girl and her random hovery boyfriend walk away, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
No,
I'll let Joey have this one. I look at Joey. I look at the girl. I look at Joey again.
He never looked at me. He never made eye contact.
You were looking at me.
Then how does that count as a signal? You can't signal me when because I'm looking at the other direction.
You're looking at the fucking ceiling.
Time out. I do have to take Joey's side on this one. If you give somebody the signal to look, hey, this bitch, you don't look at them when they're not looking. You gotta give them a little nudge. Like,
right, a nudge. Hey. Any kind of physical sign would have been good. That would have been ample. No. Because, now this was still when the other girl was there. Ben was giving this one girl glow sticks.
I gave them both glow sticks.
No, not when we, at the start, but after, while we were all dancing, you gave that one girl glow sticks.
Oh, because that one was hanging
at me. And my head says, okay, now I should give the other girl glow sticks, right? Well, Ben apparently had the epiphany that that other guy there was her boyfriend, but even though they weren't, like, dancing or hugging or touching or anything, he was just being a helicopter.
No, I got it.
So,
but the thing is,
so
hold on. This is the order of people and why I gave that girl the glow stick, because I had one of the stick glow sticks and it was just hanging on me. It kept smacking me in the face when I was jumping, and I was like, this is annoying. So the order of people goes: rave girl who stayed, me, Joey, rave girl who didn't stay, helicopter.
Got it.
So,
well, helicopter
instead
was
of
a circle.
That so, looks like this. Oh, put this on
helicopter cosplay.
Yeah, had a leak.
So instead of, you know, punching Joey in the face to reach across to hand this girl, I was just like, eh, here you go. Just like casually off to the side, like, I don't fucking want this. And Joey's like, oh, he's giving her glow sticks.
Well, yeah, but that's the indicator. That's
he's
like,
giving her glow sticks.
Okay,
yeah, that's kind of like.
I give it to the other girl, because they probably were dating, especially when they left together. But before that, he was just the weird dude standing there. Could have meant anything. You're the nerd raves.
If there's a weird dude standing there, there's a 90% chance that that's someone's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or it's somebody who wants to be the boyfriend. That's a nerd convention.
Either way, they probably called dibs before you.
Anyway, the important part is here. Physical indication, Ben. A punch, a nudge.
Okay.
Why are you punching and nudging me?
Because size too far away. But you see, the physical contact here can't be misinterpreted.
All right, you know what, Joey? I'm just going to drop kick you into a girl next time.
Dude, that works. Physical education. That removes all possible
physical
doubts.
Education.
I
said physical education.
Him.
Helicopters.
It's Budgie the Little Helicopter.
Budgie the Little Helicopter. I read that as Bulge the Little Helicopter.
We know what Nikki's
thinking about.
Hug.
No,
so anyway, if Ben and I gave you lots of glow sticks, hey, what's up?
Hey,
what?
Joey says what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
What's going on?
Importantly, Ben did not say what's up.
Very important that I did not say what's up.
Did not indicate at the time. But that's
I think for once I'm going to have to agree with Joey.
Thank
saying
you.
He is right in this situation. One, you didn't give him a little nudge and get his attention and be like, go fucking talk to her.
All right.
And two, if you were standing next to her and
right.
you gave her glow sticks,
exactly.
that's the indication, like, I'm going to be talking to you.
Right.
Now.
So I didn't want
but,
to.
Hold on. But
I
it wasn't like.
Then you had no argument. I have more game and I know how women talking
it,
to
it
women.
It wasn't
works.
Like a peace offering. Like, oh my God, here's a glow stick. It was like a off to the side, like, puff, puff, pass this fucking glow stick.
That's what we're doing.
It
we're
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But the point is, I didn't want to overstep the boundary. Ben was
glow stick ball.
There was a guy who, or a girl who came up to Joey. I'll let you finish it.
Came up to me.
And asked you a personal question.
Oh, yeah, okay. So this girl, I had given her glow sticks earlier, because we were giving glow sticks out a lot, because we had 100 of them.
Right.
We had 100 of them on
and she comes up, and she's like, whispers to me, hey, can I ask you a personal question? I'm like, sure, go for it. Wasn't cute. Wasn't
all this.
Yeah. And she's like, do you know where I can...
What?
Do you know where I can get any candy? I'm like, what? No, I don't have any candy. It's just like, no, I mean drugs. Like ecstasy or weed or anything. I was like, no. And then, not 30 seconds later, she asks some other dude, and then they go walk it off, so... They must have had something.
Yeah, I got something for you.
You don't belong in a ring.
Yeah.
You don't have
and something else
out.
I talked to that girl about. We were standing there, and she's like, do you smell something? I was like, yeah, I do.
Meanwhile, I'm chasing the scent. No, I'm kidding.
Collectively as a group, we're like, yeah, let's go.
We should
move
go
this
follow
way.
Way.
But yeah, so somebody lit up a joint in the middle of the rave somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome
solid plan.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
Nope. Easy way not to get kicked out of Metricon.
Yeah. I almost got kicked out of Metricon.
It's true. Joey kicked someone in the face.
I quote-unquote kicked somebody in the face while doing a tuck.
Yep. So I got kicked
back
out
foot.
For not having proper shoes.
No,
yeah, my flip-flop
broke. He touched his pants and almost kicked someone.
Right.
Yeah.
He was like, wow!
It was so dumb. It was like the most typical Tumblr mentality thing I've ever seen in person. And it was like, well, you saw it more so than I did. Because you...
Oh, standing right there. Yeah.
Yeah, you tell it. Because I All I know is I did a tuck. I made sure I pushed everybody out and made sure there's nobody around me.
Yeah,
including
you,
Austin.
Austin I watched and Cy, like, circled around to make sure no one was
I watched the guy look at you as we pushed everybody away. He looked at you, saw what you were about to do, and then kind of walked into you and saw you flip and then acted like, oh my god, I didn't know you were going to flip.
Yeah, but for the record, I did not hit him because
there's no physical contact.
He would have had a black eye, and I would have had a broken nose when I hit the ground.
Because God knows the first thing that would have hit the ground.
But here's the thing.
Have you not seen my Ray Charles impersonation?
But, no.
But anyway,
oh my god.
Yeah, he came up making a big deal, and he's like, bro, watch for your flipping or whatever. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Because, you know, I fucked, you know, I just wanted to make sure I didn't hit him.
You fucked him?
No, I didn't fuck him. And then he was
like, fucked him.
What's the cable?
You're right, I'm sorry.
And he,
sucked a dick.
And then all of a sudden he got all like hostile. Was like, yeah, bro, you better be sorry. You better watch where you're tumbling. And then Cy came up and said something.
No, I was behind you and he was like in your face. And I was like, you really don't want to do that right now.
And then he's like, I'm going to go tell on you.
Sir, you don't
and then he
do
went
that.
To security.
That's a, let me just say that that's a very Cy thing to say before he beat your ass.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Especially this kid. Typical Tumblr white kid on YouTube, you would imagine. And he, and then, yes, the security came and got me. He's like, no more flipping. Keep your feet on the ground. You're trained. You should know not to do that. Right. I'm trained. I know how to do it and not kick people in the face. Basic.
Contrary to popular belief, you don't go backwards in a backflip.
You don't. You at least if you have a good one. And yeah. Mine's pretty all right.
And, here's the thing. When you pushed me away, I had no idea you were about to do that. So as an innocent bystander, I was in the same place as this guy, technically. So you pushed me away. I turned around and said, oh, what is he doing? And then you flip.
Right, right. The indication of pushing away. See, Ben, this is physical indication again. You see how the physical contact removes all room of doubt. Pushing away indicates you should probably stay away for a minute.
Now, here's the question. Did y'all push him away?
No.
The crowd. I pushed the crowd as a whole. So it was very evident that there was a...
Yeah, that's like someone walking through a dance circle.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a very normal thing to happen at a rave. It's not like we've created this new concept of pushing people away.
Ray Charles impression.
It was like Stevie Wonder / Ray
Charles. Stevie Wonder, that's what it is. Not,
oh my god.
Yeah, so...
The white Stevie Wonder.
I'm using this for reference, by the way, Joey. Of something. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, we already talked about the panel.
Was it my voice?
That was awesome. We periscoped a lot over the weekend.
We did. We periscoped the entire fucking panel.
Yeah.
Which was horrible quality, by the way.
Yeah. God, we're sorry about that.
It was like watching Minecraft.
Are they like gummy bears?
No, they're
jelly beans.
They're like little airheads, but in a ball.
Not on the podcast, guys. It's gonna be clinking on your teeth the whole time.
Of course, Fatty over here would want one.
Nikki, you just ate. You just had food.
Did you really?
I'm not buying you a steak at Friday's. She ordered Jimmy John's.
I'm not.
What a slut. Just kidding.
We eat after this.
That's what I said.
Hey, do you guys want to like not?
What?
Not eat after this.
And do what instead?
Starve.
Out.
We don't go outside. Have you met us?
Which is why you don't have a girlfriend.
Damn
Joey.
Right. That's one of the many, many reasons I don't have a girlfriend. It's a long list of reasons I don't have a girlfriend.
Going out would be the... You don't need a girlfriend. Just go out.
Okay, but
sex.
To be fair, 50%...
Go out where?
50% of the people in this room that aren't going out, who don't go out, are in a relationship.
That's true.
It's less than 50%.
I said they aren't going out. You're going out. We're not going out.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, see?
What if we all were to go out?
Then it would be less than 50%. Yeah. You're right.
Hey, you came out with us that one night.
I did.
With Adam and
I didn't talk to a single girl. Not a single one.
You talked to...
Oh, that's true. I did.
He talked to a lot of taken girls, though.
What?
Yeah.
Not a single
He didn't
one.
Talk to a single one. He talked to the taken ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That seems to be my luck all the time.
Hashtag
Joey
your
single.
Your
feet
sting.
Get
them away from me.
So, I graduated DUI school today, guys.
Hey-o!
I really wanted to go with, like...
Cheer you on.
Cheer you on with, like,
it wasn't, it wasn't, like, it was not a graduation kind of thing. It was, like... That would have been great, though. I was, like, that may have been way overdoing it. But, what? What are you going to say?
You should have taken... We should have brought a champagne bottle. And
that would have been great. It would have been, like...
Let's go drive home!
That's awful. Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
No, but
that's fantastic.
Oh my god. They have this thing called the evaluation, which is like you sit one-on-one with the counselor and she basically tells you if you're an alcoholic or not, if you need to go to meetings. And I was like, well, I'll do this before my DUI school. That way because you can't graduate DUI school unless you do your evaluation.
Okay.
So or you don't get your certificate at least.
Which I would imagine is pretty necessary for
for probation and everything. But so I do my evaluation. I'm sitting down with this lady, and I'm like, oh, talking about, like, what happened with my DUI. And then she's like, all right, the month leading up to, or she's like, what did you blow? And I was like, a .265. And she was like, holy cow.
And a penis.
That's high. That's over halfway to death. 0.5, people die.
Okay.
Most people die at point. Amy Winehouse died at 0.35.
Yeah, I did some math after
she
you told me
a lot
that
of
number.
Drugs and shit. So
a half bottle of Jack over 3 hours puts you at like 0.23.
Over so, 3 hours?
Or
yeah. So you were beyond
a half bottle of Jack puts you at 0.23.
Yeah,
I do not believe that.
Okay,
I
well, do.
Yeah, because a full bottle puts you at 0.5.
Yeah, if you drink it just straight, no. Over
hold on,
time.
Over
hold
3 hours,
on.
That's not true.
I saw that video.
I did
Irish
a blood
guy.
Alcohol calculator. I don't know how.
It's probably not right at all.
Well, there's only one way to find out, guys. Let's go buy a breathalyzer and a bottle of Jack Daniels.
It's not that hard to do.
Hold on,
get one off Amazon for like $5.
Guys,
pocket ones.
Guys, what about the video of the Irish dude who chugged the entire bottle of Jack? Yeah.
Probably got alcohol poisoning, but he probably didn't die.
Yeah, he probably threw up. And
Nah, maybe not.
Wait, Amy Winehouse didn't die from getting drunk. She died from other shit, too.
Her blood alcohol was 0.35. She had a lot of... I also said that when I said that. I was like, she also had a lot of drugs in her system.
Yeah, cocaine talking. And other shit, too.
Yeah, but so I was telling her, she's like, all right, the month that led up to it, what happened? And I was like, oh, it was just a rough breakup, and I was just like going out and drinking.
You had a girlfriend?
Yeah. It was like a year and a half ago.
Really?
Like a year ago, over a year ago.
Oh. Cy doesn't do relationships often, but when he does, it's like
where's
falls
Nate?
Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but anyways, yeah, you haven't seen me in a relationship.
I know. That's
I have.
Weird.
I still don't buy
it. Fucking reason. Anyways,
it's all bullshit.
Whatever. Don't care.
Leave so, flowers at her doorstep. Oh, and says, no. "I hate you" as he drives away.
I'll tell you this little Surprise quick story. What cares. I did for her is I got her favorite flowers, invited her over for dinner. She just knew I was making dinner or whatever. She comes over. I'm standing in front of the door, surrounded
naked
by
with flowers.
No, surrounded by candles in a shape of a heart, like standing right in the middle of them, holding her favorite flowers. We go inside. There's candles everywhere. There's wine on the fucking table.
That's cheesy as fuck, dude.
I made her dinner. I made her dessert. We had wine. We drank, and then we watched a movie afterwards. Yeah, this bitch was on her cell phone the entire time. And fell asleep right after the movie. Didn't even, no head during the movie. We didn't fuck after the movie. I don't give a fuck. If I do that shit for you, I expect you to put the fuck out harder than you. I expect anal, goddammit.
I was expecting you to say she broke up with me.
No, I broke up with her like 4 days after that. I was like, why the fuck were you on your phone the whole time? Like, who were you texting? I was more important than what I did for you. And she was like, oh, if you're going to get all jealous of me. I was like, you know what? See you later. Bye. I'm out.
Yeah,
and then I found out the next week she was dating the guy.
Oh my god!
And she was pregnant with him.
Oh
with
my god!
2 months after that.
Wait, so. What?
I
know this later.
Oh my
I'm
god!
I'm so curious. I had no idea of anybody who was pregnant.
What? You guys don't really know her?
Yeah, we do.
You guys do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's been pregnant forever.
She
probably
it
already had the kid. Yeah,
when, like 2 days ago.
Oh, good for her.
Oh shit! I
was hoping for preemie, but wait, no, I meant.
Oh my god!
Downs
me? No. SIDS. That's what I was thinking.
That's terrible.
I don't want her to have a fucking kid. I hate it.
Sudden infant death syndrome.
She cheated on me with my cousin, and then she was cheating on me with some other guy, and then got pregnant by him. I don't think she's a fucking asshole.
Okay.
That means a lot coming from Cy.
Punch her in the dick. Anyway, so.
She's the reason Cy is the way he is.
She's the reason, I stopped dating people. Like, I was.
Bullshit.
Done.
You didn't really date people before that either.
What's wrong, buddy?
Hey, he had a kid.
Leaning like this.
Yeah, is he with the person he had a kid with?
No, but he was for a while.
Anyway, so I was telling the lady, I was like, there was this bad breakup I went through, and I just started drinking every night just to cope with it myself. And she was like, how many days were you drinking a week? And I was like, maybe like 3 or 4, which was a lie. I drank 7 days a week, and I blacked out every night for 30 fucking days, which is horrible.
True.
It's horrible. Like, I was in a bad position. But
does she look anything like this?
No, not even close.
Nothing like a bearded wig man.
So
you'd be drinking in the relationship.
Yeah, I was like, are we having sex now? I need
one. Joey's wearing a wig, by the way.
Relationship, and you'd sober up like that. You'd be like, "Wow, the world is so beautiful."
But then she was like, "So that led up to your DUI?" Or she was like, "How many nights were you drinking?" I was like, 3 or 4. And then she was like, "All right, so when did you say, okay, I'm gonna stop drinking? And how many times did you keep drinking after that?" And I was like, there was no stopping drinking. It's like, I just drank until I fell asleep. I woke up, went back at it. Fucking game over. But she was like, oh. And she was like, all right, so what about after you got your DUI? And I was like, I stopped cold turkey for 2 months to prove to myself that I didn't have a problem. It was just a rough time in my life, and I didn't need alcohol. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, well, how many times do you go out now? And I was like, rarely ever, like maybe once a week. And she's like, how many times do you drink? And I was like, oh, well, I'll have a glass of wine if I'm cooking, and then, like, it'll last me through I'm cooking, and then through dinner, and then that one glass is fine, which is a lie. I drink, like, a bottle. But I was trying to lie to make it sound better. And I was like, yeah, I'll have a glass of wine every now and then when I'm cooking, or maybe like a beer when I get off work. But I don't heavily drink, and it's like mostly a social thing. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and I think I'm doing good. It sounds like I'm doing good. Like, up, like since my DUI, I sound like I've been way better.
Yeah,
haven't been going out heavy. Which is a lie. I blacked out like 4 times since my DUI. But I don't have to drive, so it doesn't fucking matter. Fuck her. So I thought I was doing good. And she was like, oh, okay, well, she was like, when did you start drinking? And I was like, ah, I think I was like 18. Also a lie. And then she was like, have you ever used marijuana before? And I'm like, yeah, one time. She's like, when was that? I was like, 22. She's like, never since. And I was like, nah, also a lie. And I just like completely trying to make it sound like, yeah, I drink, but I'm not a fucking alcoholic. Well, at the end of the fucking meeting, she's like, I'm going to refer you to a counselor, and you're going to have to go to him for another evaluation, and he'll tell you how many times he wants to see you. And I was looking at the thing, it was like group or individual. I was like, is this AA? And she's like, yeah, since you blew a .265, you blew a really high level of BAC, and you said you had that month where you were just binge drinking. And I was like, this bitch, like, I got a DUI, and I sobered up, and I was fine. And she's basing it off of what happened before my day. I was like, you know, fuck you. I was
she
like,
called your bluff.
Yeah, she totally did. She was like, she's like 3 or 4. That means 7 nights a week. Only smoke pot once. This guy's a stoner. Get him out of here.
He probably smoked
pot
before he came here.
A glass of wine for right dinner. Now. You probably have like 2 bottles. She's spot on. She's like,
oh, to see her notes. Wow, that was amazing. You even have the right alcohol.
No,
that's fantastic. You're the best psychiatrist I've ever seen.
But hang on. So I'm going to go to my... I'm going to go to...
She does the psychiatrist thing, just, this kid is full of shit.
Yeah, it was weird. Every time I kept talking, she was like, psychiatrist. I'm like, what? I'm kidding. But I'm going to go to my next evaluation, the actual counselor, and I'm going to bullshit the fuck out of him. Be like, she didn't know what she was talking about. I said I went out a couple nights a week, and it was like socially drinking.
Actually, thing to say on the internet.
They're not going to fucking listen to my podcast. I'm going to go in and be like... You're just out of shape. Like, no, that ain't me. I'm not on that podcast. No,
I don't do podcasts. Do I look like a fucking nerd?
Do I look
nerd?
Like a nerd?
I'm an alcoholic.
It's not possible.
Oh, man.
What the fuck are you doing?
So speaking of nerd shit, E3 was...
this weekend. Or this week? This week.
Started like Sunday. Austin's looking at something on his laptop.
I don't know what the fuck...
I'm wearing a rainbow wig.
Joey's wearing a rainbow wig.
Joey's exploring his inner.
Should take it back
woman.
And like fix this shit.
Call me Caitlin.
Just take it to wherever.
But
like, fix this shit.
Yeah. So what's everyone excited about after E3?
Backwards compatibility, Fallout 4, Halo 5, and
Xbox One Elite controller. That's 150.
Yes, Xbox One Elite controller. Fuck yeah! It's got 4 paddles on the back for paddle shifting.
Magnetic
paddles on the back for shifting and shit. It's got 2 trigger locks.
Hair trigger,
something.
I'm going to stick with the original controller.
And
that just
it's
sounds
got
like way too much.
Interchangeable sticks and D-pads.
So you can have like
sniping
or normal or racing.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
But it's $150.
That's not that cool.
Doesn't matter. I'll pay.
You know what?
That was that bullshit.
I'll show you.
I'm not excited about Halo 5. And let me tell you why.
Why?
Because Ben's a communist.
Because Ben can't play a first-person shooter for his life?
Join the club.
God, watching Nikki play
you can't play
game
any
today,
game.
Who's worse, me or Nikki?
I was doing
oh,
okay.
Nikki hands down.
Nikki is our worst.
I can at least get a kill.
Ben constantly aims for the floor, but at least he can move and walk at the same time. Like,
move and walk?
I'm sorry, move and look at the same time. Nikki's over here like, move. You can hear the stick.
Oh, wow.
Like clicking back.
Down here.
And then...
I was looking at the other controller.
Nobody can see that.
Sorry. Well, we're over here in the mic. Oh, yeah, I do like that.
The audio listeners.
I like the little things with the 2 fingers. Yeah, I like that.
you hear the sticks clicking back as she's moving. Let's go of the stick. Then moves the other stick to look. And then clicks the stick back to start moving again. It's bad. Watching her go upstairs is like...
How do you play Skyrim?
Yeah,
that's
I was just about to say.
Like that.
Nikki, God, hold that controller. Okay. Also, there's another huge factor that she doesn't factor in. That's why she can't play first-person shooters.
Fingers going.
She doesn't know what the X button is.
No,
every
hold
time
on.
She went to press the X button, she looked at the controller.
Hold the controller normally. Now, act like you're going to walk forward. Okay, you're holding it differently than you did, like, a couple weeks ago.
Would she take her hand off the other stick?
No, her fingers were not touching the triggers.
How about we tried to
play... Oh, she probably had him on the D-pad and the buttons.
No, her
trying to play Mirror's Edge and getting like her that. To left bumper, right bumper, left bumper was also impossible.
She had to bring her finger around the trigger and then press it and then bring it back underneath the controller.
Oh, yeah, your fingers.
Why would you do that?
I see that,
Well, yeah, no, they were tucked underneath with the other fingers.
I always play two. I play buttons and triggers.
How the fuck do you have the dexterity for that?
I press my...
Have you seen this man's finger game? Neither have I, but I've heard stories.
I go like this.
From butts?
Oh, that's neat. I never thought about that.
Man, the audio portion of this podcast is just phenomenal. It's like, oh, that's
he
does it.
He lays his finger over the bumper and
presses
cuts
it
across with the trigger. So he presses it with the bottom inside part of his knuckle and then pulls the trigger with his finger.
Mm.
So it's pretty neat.
Yeah,
it's a unique way.
But anyway,
man, how would anybody be able to handle carrying this fucking long? But how do you do it? Like,
I don't
this
know.
Shit is obnoxious. Ugh. Yeah, hair in my mouth.
Are you just saying that because it's rainbow colored?
No, I don't care if it's rainbow colored. I just can't see shit. It's covering my face.
Up and over.
Yeah, fuck that. I look like a goddamn rainbow unicorn.
No, you look like a fucking 80s
like a
rock star.
80s rock star?
Pegasus.
I didn't take a picture with this way gone. All right, back to E3. Let's talk about E3.
I don't like
Christ,
Halo 5
Joey,
because it's not Master Chief.
It is Master Chief.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. You're playing as someone else.
No,
and
Master
Chief.
Oh, okay.
It's just like Halo 2.
Oh, okay.
Except instead of...
I thought it was all focused on the 4s, and
no.
They suck.
No, it was...
Spartan 4s are inferior.
No, it's on... It's like trades off between the two teams, just like in Halo 2 when you
played
between
the
Arbiter and Master Chief.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'm a little bit more into it now.
Yeah,
I just saw the trailer and I was like, this is shit. I don't want to fucking play it.
No, I'm just excited for the story at this point. Fuck it, yeah. Nikki's holding a head.
Right.
Thanks.
Are you doing a Rainbow Dash cosplay? Is that why you have that wig?
No, this is Jillian's
sisters.
Wig.
Oh.
Because
Rainbow Dash cosplay, yeah.
I didn't
so
know
now
Cy
you all
had,
have fucking eight.
I didn't know Cy had work today.
Please?
But
I didn't have work. I had DUI school.
What?
Yeah. I had DUI school. I didn't have work.
Oh, that's what I meant. And so we also got Kat's blonde wig, and then I took this wig, so we had a second one, so we could both dress up for Woman Crush Wednesday.
So you guys can play Strip Mortal Kombat.
Strip Mortal Kombat.
Oh, are we going to play that? We should totally play that.
First
things that come off are our wigs.
Yeah, we're going to get, like, big muscle suits underneath, so that when we take off our clothes, it's just, like, more clothes. Maybe we'll put on, like, 45 shirts, so we have 45 rounds of
Mortal Kombat. Or just, like, poorly drawn abs.
Yes.
Like, on a white t-shirt. What do you doing.
Everyone else is looking at my screen. I'm not doing
anything.
I don't
know, yeah.
You're fucking waving around like Downsy.
No offense to the gay
No offense
people.
To the gays.
No offense to Cy.
Never mind. I was going to say no offense to Cy's daughter, but Cy's daughter is adorable.
No offense to the girl that wanted to kiss Joey.
Oh.
So
she is kind of Downsy.
Since
more like narcissistic Nazi, but
oh my
whatever.
God,
since we're on
Joey.
The subject of E3, since we all know that the D-pad and sticks and everything is customizable, and you can switch out the D-pad from the normal analog to that more of a...
curved
thing. Yeah. There's customizable ones.
Yeah.
That have pictures on it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, think about it. Anybody can make it. So you can... I have this thing called...
Dick.
Penis. I don't remember what they're called. I have one on my existing 360 controller. And they're all personalizable and shit.
Cool.
All right. So the thing I'm most excited about for over E3
Yo, what
was,
the fuck?
Shut the fuck up!
What?
Was Super Mario World Creator?
Yes.
Simply
make Super Mario World?
Simply for streaming purposes, where we can each make levels and have the other people play them?
Yes, I didn't even think about that. The thought of making a course that's a giant dick that you guys have to traverse and explode out of the end in a flood of water is the best idea I've ever had in my life.
That's probably pretty sweet.
I'm
probably
not complaining, but why?
I'm going to have to see it in practice.
You guys are going to contribute to the podcast.
Why don't we just do a
I'm
going to
start
Project Spark
beating them with
version
shit.
Of that.
Do it.
We could do that with Project Spark.
But that seems like a lot more work. A 2D side-scroller is really fucking easy.
Oh, it's 2D side-scroller.
It's Mario. It's just making...
I thought you said Super Mario World,
like, no,
like 3D.
No, like classic...
Super Mario World was like SNES.
Yeah.
Your SNES.
Your mom's
just classic,
SNES.
Whatever. Like classic side-scroller Mario. That's going to be pretty awesome and great. Final Fantasy VII Remake also is a thing.
Apparently it's not going to be 100% like the original.
Yeah, that's what I heard. There's going to be some different stuff, which is pretty neat.
Not really.
No?
Not a fan. I wanted a true remake.
Just another remaster game? Yeah, there's a lot of fucking remaster games. Gears of War is also remastered, but there's also new Gears of War
game. Hold on, though. Yeah. But a remastered Final Fantasy VII to what it could be now is like fucking jizz-worthy as compared to PlayStation 1 graphics.
It's not just remastered. It's completely redone.
Yeah.
They remade the entire thing. It's not like...
Yeah,
it's not like
some things.
Yeah, it's not like Halo to where, you know, it's like, oh, let's just put a new skin on it. They redid the engine and all that, and they also changed a few things.
Yeah.
Hopefully the ending.
No.
Just what you doing over there?
Give me a second.
Not being part of the podcast. Words and thoughts. Metroid sucks.
I don't think it sucks. It's probably going to be a cool game still, but that's not what anybody wanted. People wanted a good, you know, sequel to Metroid Prime 3.
People wanted to see Samus kick some ass.
Yeah, which she used to do.
Now we've got little fucking guys in mech suits that fucking suck each other's dicks.
Well, it looked like a remake of, what was the other, Metroid Prime Hunters.
Yeah.
Which was a DS game back in...
I remember that. That was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it was, but...
But it's not Samus.
Sniper Elite.
You can hear that loud as fuck on the mics.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Styrofoam is loud.
Sorry. Anyways, what I was doing, my manager scheduled me for Thursday. And I don't work Thursdays. I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, you just put me on Thursday without asking. So I texted my kitchen manager, and I was like, what the fuck is Chris doing? Because you can't just fucking put me on schedule without telling me. I'm like, I'm not complaining about the hours, but if I had something to do that Thursday, I'd be fucked.
Yeah. And so, you did, if I recall. Still back Thursday tomorrow.
No, next Thursday.
Oh, but
so, I don't really
care. Still.
So, if we're talking about work stuff, this idiot...
we're talking about E3.
No, we weren't talking about E3, that's true.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No.
Okay, well, long story short, if you want to return an item to the place I work at, you have to go through some troubleshooting steps to prove that it's not working correctly, and for paperwork purposes. This one guy's like, hey, I want to send in this stuff. Where do I send it in? I said... hey, we have to go through these steps, and then I can help you out. I noticed that it's been out of warranty for, like, the past 4 years. So then I told him, hey, it's not in warranty, so if you don't want to do these steps, because he didn't want to do the steps at all, you're going to have to buy a new one. And then I went to MetroCon. And apparently on Friday, he emailed me saying, hey, I sent in those units, by the way, just a heads up. Send. And then I got a box in the mail today at work, addressed to my name, Austin Van Beber, at my job.
Right.
And it was, I was like, oh, I don't remember ordering something from Amazon. Let me see what it is. Open it up. It's the fucking materials he was returning. And I'm like, what the hell is this? there was no paperwork and it.
It's just boxes of shit. Like okay, all right, well, I'll put that in the trash for you. Thanks.
Like, let's say you wanted to return something to Walmart. You know?
And you just mailed it to Walmart?
You just mailed it to Walmart.
No, not to Walmart. You mailed it to the customer service employee at Walmart.
Yes. Not their even customer service, but like someone who's not in that department for that
item. You mailed
item.
It to a cashier.
I mailed it to a cashier at their home address.
Yeah.
And just wrote in big crayon, for Walmart.
with no paperwork or anything like that. If I was a Walmart person and big enough to forget about it, I would definitely forget about it.
Like, dude, if that happened at my job, I would have taken the box, I would have placed it in the trash can and said, thank you, sir, for your delivery.
Yeah.
And I properly recycled the materials.
What did you do?
For you.
Did you tell him? Be like, this shit's out of warranty. I can't do shit. It's now in my garbage. Thank you for a pile of shit.
Well, I actually did what I was supposed to do because I like my job, but
yeah.
I hated it because it gave that asshole the whole, oh, my way worked, so I'm the better guy. It's like, no, fuck you. Even though I had to do my job, but
I would have charged as a company. I would have charged the fuck out of him.
I would have fucked something up.
If he wants his shit back, which you know is the whole idea, he's got to pay for it.
Yeah,
because like we didn't say anything about anything.
Yeah, you didn't authorize the return.
And
but man, let me tell you, Plantronics—they make Bluetooth headsets or something. I emailed them once. I was like, "Hey, my headset doesn't work." They're like, "Great, we'll send you a new one." It was like, and then I was like, "Do you need my credit card? Do I need to send you back the old one?" Nothing. They just mailed me a new one.
Yeah, bro, you're good.
Solid. I like that company.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even tell you where I bought it from. Hey, Plantronics, I lost... What's your nicest headset? Yeah, that one. That was the one I lost. I mean, it's broken. I don't know what happened. Can I get another one?
Hey, Plantronics, I stole a headset but dropped it when I was running away. Could you replace it for me?
Wow, really? Awesome. Thank you.
They're going to listen to this and be like, fuck these guys.
That's good. I would buy it again.
And then they're going to fucking redo their whole returns policy, and none of us are getting free shit anymore. It's all your fault, Joey.
Sorry. I got a replacement phone. That's true, because my phone went to shit, and the whole
process
after. Same phone, just a new one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You should probably stop getting LG phones, because you seem to have a lot of problems.
I know people with the same phones that you have, and I know a guy that has had every LG phone since it came out. And they haven't had that issue.
Yeah, Chris
ever.
Is not, he has the same phone. He hasn't had a problem. But
see,
you're just bad luck with those.
It might be
then.
A certain app that you're using. Like
No, it's physical hardware. They confirmed it when I got there.
Oh,
and it was the same one with the last two that I turned in. All physical hardware. Same exact problems. Touchscreen was just like, fuck you.
But, like, maybe it's something that's making it fail. Like, my S5 failed because of the ultra power saving mode, and the camera wouldn't work anymore after that.
Don't know.
It just wouldn't detect
it's part of the screen that's
I want you to tap my hand with your finger.
It's gnome.
My hand just broke.
Oh, sorry. Well, I actually...
Are you sure you're not, like, fucking...
It just came unresponsive to touch, is what happened.
Yeah, because it's like, fuck this guy and his heavy-ass fingers.
Just like someone we know by the name of Beep.
Don't ever give some girl the shocker, and you're going to fucking destroy her.
Or she just won't respond to it.
Yeah. I'll permanently damage
her. All her shit just shuts down. Am I shitting right now?
The way it takes work, it's just one entire section will just lose feeling. So
Joey's
it's just
trying to run out of the door, and he's slipping and shit. Sorry, Joey.
Just start getting that staticky feeling.
But only on, like, the left side, because it's always one side.
It's called a stroke, Joey. Your phone had a stroke.
Yeah, my phone had a stroke, and apparently I caught strokes in girls, too. Same deal.
In their buttholes.
Wow, that would... That would explain so many dumb things that one person said.
It's okay, you've had a stroke.
It's okay, you had a stroke. The internet forgives you.
Oh my gosh. We next time that That's particular so person bad. Says something stupid, we should say, are you having a stroke?
Do I need to call a doctor? I have a doctor on speed dial. It's 911. It's very easy to remember.
I had 911 on speed dial for a long time.
Call 911.
I had 911 on speed dial for a long time.
Why?
Because I was really dumb and did a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah, we did.
Notice that was a past tense term. Bullshit lie still applies to now.
I made it through MetroCon without breaking my ankle. Yes. Can I get a round of applause?
Because none of us left you.
That's a good point. And I made sure every time he disappeared in the rave, I went and
followed him.
Like, I'm not losing you again. We're not going through this shit again.
And I was like, I'm staying sober.
I'm not losing you again.
I like how MetroCon had bounce houses. That was
yeah, that was great. They had two.
I know. I had
they
so
had
much fun
last year.
Yeah, they did.
I think ShadowCon had them as well.
No,
but this year they were getting them outside in the water slide.
ShadowCon got a girl kicked in the face. Like, legitimately, I kicked a girl in the face.
See, all right, let's play through. At ShadowCon, Ben legitimately kicked a girl in the face.
Knocked her ass down.
Girl was sympathetic. She was sorry she was in the way. We all talked later, and it was all great and happy. He asked how her face was. She asked how his ankle was. Everybody was happy and good. This douche dude didn't even actually get hit in the face and fucking complains and shit and almost gets me kicked out.
Wee.
Yeah, I'm salty about it. Salty
like his
fun.
Mouth was moving, but all we heard was
wee. More salt. I want to punch that dude in the face. Actually, no, I want to kick that dude in the face while doing a backflip. That's
dude,
what I want to do.
I could be dead right now, Joey. You're so salty.
Damn right.
Yeah, so much sodium in you.
You have so much salt, you wouldn't need to ever pick up any more in Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlimited.
Your tequila intake would just be perfect.
Oh man,
if you had a couple limes.
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
Apparently, tequila, when you take a shot of it.
Tequila.
When you feel that burn in your throat, it's your esophagus dissolving away.
Yeah. It's your esophagus screaming for life.
That's also true with pineapple.
Pineapple. When you eat pineapple, it's literally eating.
Not as bad. You ever feel the burn when you take a shot? It's like, oh, I can feel like
a pineapple.
Yes.
It's not that bad.
I got really, really. Intoxicated at Worlds, and I just cut the skin off of a pineapple and ate the whole thing down to the core.
Yeah, no, it eats away, like literally eats away.
Yeah, I know, like, but it's not as bad as like alcohol. Taking shots of alcohol is way worse. Pineapple isn't that
bad. You guys want to eat our stomachs from the inside out?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
With tequila?
With an alien?
Maybe.
Things have changed.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragdoll girl.
No, I want to do it.
What?
Anybody seen that?
No.
Spaceballs. Are you kidding me? It's the very end of it when he's like, oh, I'll have this the soup of the day. And like, oh, yeah, I'll have what that guy had. And then they look down and he's like, ah! An alien pops out of his stomach and he starts dancing. Yeah, he's like, hello, my honey, hello, my. And they're like, I'll have the burger. or whatever it was.
That sounds
so
funny.
I'm rewatching Sword Art Online because I'm a nerd. But I'm watching it in English this time.
Mm.
Thank God.
Congratulations.
I walked in on my sister watching it once.
Whoa,
yeah,
that, I thought
like,
that was going somewhere way
oink.
Different.
I was just like, this show looks dumb.
That's interesting. Like, the whole concept of it is interesting to me. Like, if you were stuck in a video
last
game.
Time I heard that was the most awful sound to in the podcast I think I've ever had to remove from a
now,
podcast.
Now, towards like...
Like, the idea of it sounds cool enough.
That's great.
But some of the stuff in it, it's like...
Yeah, some of the stuff is like,
fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go watch fucking Ghost in the Shell or something.
Like, the whole second half of the first season sucked.
Please. Yeah.
Just cut their mic out.
Yeah, still picked up on the other mics.
Don't done? Fucking do it.
Everybody done?
That was probably really loud.
Yeah, it probably was.
Uh-huh.
Spraying Axe all over himself.
It's shaving cream.
I know, but...
What were you shaving?
My balls.
I was shaving Ben's balls. And
can
we... Oh, I'm Cy.
We already introduced ourselves.
Ben and I, Ben and I already introduced ourselves.
Well, yeah. Shit, when...
Right after you said this beginning. Is podcast 70.
And he's like, I'm Ben. Oh my God, I'm Austin.
And you guys are like, I'm Dom.
He's on drugs. No, I'm not.
And I'm
just
kidding.
There you go.
Yeah, we right, it took us a full like 30 minutes into our panel before we introduced ourselves.
That was great.
I know, and I had to bring it up. Like, oh no.
And it was easy to remember the number of panel, though. It was panel one. Yeah, was very it. Simple.
We're going to go to the next one. Damn it.
I have no idea what number we're on.
Wait, what panel is this? Is this two or three?
Can we get a panel at ShadowCon or no?
Yes, we're getting a panel at ShadowCon.
Yes!
And what about...
Don't know about AFO yet. Yeah. Don't think that's going to happen.
Me
think we're too late. That's okay.
All right, we need more elaborate...
Hey, they
elaborate...
invited us, though.
Hey,
are
shut
they
the fuck up.
Us?
We need more elaborate...
a little to the down.
Costumes. Not costumes, but dress-up suits and stuff. So people notice us more. Lab coats, it's like, oh, they're part of the fucking some gang or something.
Yeah, I agree. We'll talk about that.
Well, no, people recognize us. That's solidarity.
Yeah, I know. But
if we're all wearing just a white lab coat with the black and blue Frosted Gaming shirt, we look in unison. We don't look like we're cosplaying anything.
All right.
Yeah, and everybody noticed lab coats.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get logos.
There was only like three other people in the entire convention of 20,000
people. There was
people
like 20 people.
There were not many people in lab coats.
It was like 20. Out of like 20,000, there was at least 20.
Well, then what we do next
time
is
1%.
Yeah. Next time we just give one shirt to each of those people with lab coats and be like, hey, you're actually cosplaying as us. Here's a free t-shirt. Wear it.
Wear it now. We should all get hats to wear, like top hats or something.
What if we got like a legion of people wearing like Frosted Gaming shirts with lab coats?
I think we're just gonna like start handing out shirts for free and just be like, you can
have
this shirt, but you have to wear it all day. You have to put it on
and
right
you
now.
You have to come to
wearing.
Our panel.
Or,
and to just hand it to them.
Or be like, I love your costume. Can I take a photo with you? And take a sticker and snap it
on the chest. Yeah, all right. So we're just going to get big stickers printed and just start sticking it on people's costumes.
Yes. Yes.
Or right on their back so they don't even notice.
Yeah. What's up, man?
How you doing? That's a great cosplay. I'll see you later.
I'm sad no one cosplays as like Bleach characters because they have like big emblems on the back.
They
can slap a fucking Frosted Gaming emblem.
There's quite a few of them.
Well, all right, so you know how they have like the white jackets and the symbol on the back. Should slap a Frosted Gaming
They
sticker
were everywhere
over it.
At last MetroCon.
Yeah,
they
that
were
was last
everywhere.
Year.
You know, I think we're just going to start handing out free shirts and be like, you got to wear this, and you can have this shirt. It is
wear
you.
This!
No, but they have to do stuff like a walrus impression.
At the panel, I wanted somebody to do the worm. I'm going to, no, this time.
Shout out, well, hold on, shout out to the dude who impersonated a walrus at the panel
for
a shirt.
Good job.
You rock. That was the coolest thing I've ever seen at a convention panel.
I asked somebody to do the worm from the door to the panel table. This next panel, I'm going to ask somebody to eat the worm out of a tequila bottle.
No, that's how you kill people.
No, it's not. You just get drunk.
That kills people, Carl.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think everyone there was under or was over 21.
That's okay. Only one person has to be over 21, and that's the person
there's
eating
there's no bouncer in that room. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Hey,
if
I'm not going to tell
weird
you.
Shit,
are you going to tell on you?
Sure.
What about that old guy?
There's no bouncer in my bedroom. The old lady.
Hey, old guy, eat this tequila worm.
Yeah, you were. There was an old couple that was just cracking up at every one of our jokes. They were probably
Didn't even understand English. They were like, these guys look funny.
They were probably 60, 70 years old just laughing at everything we were saying. It was like, I guess real MVP.
Did you say real me PP?
Real MVP.
Real in my PP.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Real in my PP.
But one of the guys asked about alcohol use on a stream, and Sai's response was great. It was... Next question.
Next question. Next question.
How do you feel about alcohol being used in a stream?
Next question.
Being used as a crutch in
as
the
a
stream.
Crutch.
That's what it was. Yeah. Wasn't used as a crutch.
Stop.
We are plenty entertaining without alcohol.
Go away. Stop.
I don't think I've been
stop.
Drinking.
Stop.
I'm saying stop because it's fucking annoying.
God.
Anyways, no, her. She's annoying. Not you doing that. She's
no, that is
shut
annoying.
Up. You're annoying.
I have my toes cracked.
Anyway, what were we on just before?
I was going to say, I haven't had any alcohol in the last three podcasts I've been on and probably like the last like four streams I've been on.
He tried one of those streams. He was like, "Joey, we need wine." And I was like, "No, Si, we don't need wine."
No, yeah, that was one of the live streams we did, the gaming one. That was Moba Mondays. It was Moba Mondays, and I was like, "This wine, can I have it?" And he's like, "It's my dad's." I was like, "So can I have it?"
Pretty much Si's entire life. So can I have it?
That's fit, man.
So you just took that from a homeless person. And can I have it?
I still have my virginity. Can I have it?
This girl, can I have it? She has a boyfriend.
Can I have it?
The boyfriend?
can I have it?
In the butt?
Oh, like that guy that asked Nikki, "You want to go on a date?" I'm with him. Do you want to go on a date?
He was one of the few people that, like, I...
Probably took it better than
anyone else. That dude was a motherfucker. He kept asking, like, everybody. In fact, he asked the girl for our story.
Not him.
Oh.
Okay, so, no, what Joey's talking about is some guy that was dancing with Nikki at a rave. And he was dancing with her, and Si had a dance in between them to break them apart.
I booty danced them.
Like, I was like, is this fucking serious? And I just waited there. Like, I'm okay with, like, 5 to 10 seconds.
You were the helicopter.
I was okay for, like, 5 to 10 seconds.
He was the sniper. I was the helicopter.
No, I was okay for, like, 5 to 10 seconds. You know, people can have fun, whatever. But then he came back. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then, you know.
Well, yeah, he kept going on asking girls, and asked the girl in the story, and that's when she left, and that was the last time I saw her. But not 30 seconds later, I see him back doing something else. And, like,
another girl.
So I was like, yeah, fuck that guy. And then I kept sitting here asking other girls, and, like, this one girl he asked, she said, no, I'm good. And then he kept following her around and kept asking her.
Asking
like,
her what, to dance?
To dance, yeah. And I was like, dude.
Bro, what now?
Get the fuck off.
But this other guy, when we were outside... you know, in the daytime, inside of the convention. Art room,
the vendor area.
The vendor area,
like right outside.
We were just discussing stuff, and some guy came up to her. He's like, "Hi, excuse me, would you mind going on a date?" And then Nikki's like, "I'm with him." And he goes, "Oh, well, would you like to go on a date?" Looking at me, and I think I said like maybe later or something like that.
Yeah,
but, I don't know, he took it extremely well.
See,
I was like,
but in that case, the guy was very polite about it. He understood. Okay, you're taken. I understand that. And then he walked away. And
to be clear, he asked you who is also taken, and he knew you were taken before he asked you.
That motherfucker.
He put some humor into the situation. He realized, oh, this isn't my place to be here.
Oh, this is awkward.
And
he made it less awkward.
Yeah. So.
What?
Austin's laptop is taking over the
world. No, it's Siri.
Who said okay, Siri? Come on, you guys. It's on. Everything's on silent. Like, everything.
Except
volume.
Siri.
It's on vibrate. It's on silent on vibrate.
Okay,
Siri. It says, but the guy was very polite about you, understood it okay to take it. I understand that. And then Siri says, I'm just a humble virtual assistant.
I can't take all this.
I can't take all these compliments.
Wait, why is your Siri a dude?
Like, British man.
British. I don't listen to women.
Oh.
I don't trust him either. So.
But you listen to a British man?
Yeah, whatever.
That's close enough to a woman.
I know, so I can't be gay.
They sit down when they pee.
How do you know this, Joey?
British podcast. Apparently it's a common British thing.
Oh.
British men sit to pee.
Hmm.
It's gentlemanly.
Yeah.
Is it?
Also testicular torsion.
I sit on girls when I pee on them, so.
Why?
What?
You get it all over yourself.
Yeah, why not? You sit in a pool of your own piss. That's
no,
why
I just
not.
Sit on her face and pee all over her body.
Yeah, but it tracks
why are you
back.
Sitting on her face? That means her nose is like right up your butthole.
Her tongue is up my butthole.
Oh!
Just kidding. I don't pee on people. Nor
chill
do I
R.
sit
Kelly.
On their faces.
Chill, R. Kelly. Chill.
Yeah. You alright? Just thinking about tongue in a butthole.
Bad flashbacks?
No, I'm just imagining the
jobs.
Penetration. And tasting it.
Alright. That's prickly.
You gotta get through that fucking.
Let's go to Fridays, guys.
You gotta get through that fence of fucking thorn bushes in my ass.
And dingleberries.
Yeah. You're not getting through that.
Treats.
What?
When I shit, it's like mesh. It's like going through a mesh strainer.
It's like shitting through a tennis racket.
Okay. You ever see the Play-Doh thing where it goes through like a spaghetti one?
Okay, have you ever seen those cartoons where like there's a potato and there's a tennis racket and they hit the potato with the tennis racket and turns into french fries?
Yes, that's exactly what it's like. I'm just kidding.
Ew.
I kind of keep it maintained on there. Kind of. Just in case some girl is like, I like to eat butt. It goes, ugh! I'm like, ah! I don't want her to be like, ugh! And stuck there in my hair.
Her braces are stuck in there.
Oh! God damn it. Have you ever had like an ass hair accidentally pulled out? Like you're sitting a weird way and it gets stuck in the seams of your pants and you're like, oh, fuck, that hurt.
Actually, never? This, this belt.
Do me a favor and just take tweezers and pull one.
No!
Hair. All right, I'm just saying. That's the feeling you would get.
Is that how you maintain them? How you take care of them? No. Just take tweezers and just start picking out the dingleberries one by one?
So this belt is actually a reversible belt. So that means it like pinches.
I have the same thing.
It pinches on my freaking
this thing right here.
My belt is
all the time. All the time.
So I'll be sitting down at work. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to hurt. Lean up.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, that happens more than I'd like to admit. Yeah.
Even on my non-reversible belt, it happens. It's just like...
Joey's a hairy, hairy man.
I am Italian.
And Jewish.
And a furry man peach.
And a what?
A furry man peach?
My fuzzy little man peach.
Mold Greg!
Hey, yes, someone got it.
Are we going to Tampa Bay Comic Con?
Yes. No. Maybe?
Are we?
I don't want to. So,
I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the one. Sorry, Malcolm in the Middle. Anyone? Wow. Before
it.
Your time, huh?
No, I've watched Malcolm in the Middle.
Before whose time?
I don't know.
Ben's.
I'm 5 years older than this one.
Oh, wow.
How long
ago? I get that crap at work all the time. It's like, oh,
nice.
You must not know what that is. I'm like, bitch, I was born in 92. I might not have been born.
Bitch, I might.
I might not have been born.
Shut up.
Like 12 years before that, but I still was born to see it. I've seen Terminator.
Yeah, it's not like you could only watch it the year it came out, and after that, it's just, oh, you can't see that.
Yeah, that's true.
Never
before your time.
I had an NES. It was made before me, but I had one.
I have one right now. I was born way before me.
It was born way before you.
It was.
I saw a thing. I see a lot of
things.
Who
gave birth to it?
A thing.
But, I've seen and I'm sure I've talked about it on a podcast before, but there was a guy who raised his son, and his son had to play through video games all the way up from the first console up into current gen consoles.
Interesting.
Like, and he could not play like new games until he beat the system he was on and moved to the next one. So he couldn't play a 360 game until he beat like an Atari, then an NES, then an SNES, and a Sega Genesis, all the way up until current gen consoles.
So you can truly respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to hire that kid as a game designer one day.
They should do that for.
He's gonna be phenomenal.
Like 12-year-olds that have smartphones. Instead, like,
make them use the fucking.
Hold on, 12-year-olds shouldn't have phones. Let's
the
start
big
there.
70s fucking cell phones, all the way up to the Nokia brick, and then everything thereafter.
Under the flip phone.
Yep.
Guys, you remember when they had
and the slide keyboards?
iPod 3, iPhone 3.
In fact, that's a big deal because, like, there's a lot of underage nude crap going around.
Oh.
Well, then that's because you're giving cameras to little kids, and those kids are being able to socialize with other little kids.
And those kids watch MTV.
I'll tell you what, if I had a camera phone when I was 13, dick pics all over the world.
Exactly. Like, exactly. They didn't even have cameras and phones when you were 13.
I know.
Texting, how old are you?
I texted.
He's a year old.
How old are you?
What? 20. I'll be 27.
He did the asking
in 10 days. 11 days.
11 days.
12 days.
I did the math earlier today.
Are you going to do stuff?
Don't tell me what you're going to do.
When you were 12.
I haven't had a surprise party ever.
That would have been 15 years ago?
I hate surprises.
So that's 2000.
Well, we can't throw you one now because you'd be expecting it.
No, I wouldn't.
You can't even say.
Look, okay. I've done this ever since I was like 16, 15, whenever I moved, 13 when I moved to Florida. I would be like, oh, I want to have a party. And I would like kind of subtly hint, be like, hey, friends, throw me a fucking party. I wouldn't subtly hint it. I'd say it. Like, do something for my birthday. And then I would get like a week before my birthday. And then I'd be like, stop it.
I'm mocking
you. Making me sad.
Stop it.
It'd be like a week before my birthday. And nobody would be, I'd be asking. I'd be like, so is there anything going on? I'm like, no. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to get a hotel for my birthday. And they're like, okay. That's how I know they weren't planning anything. If they were playing something, they'd be like, don't do that. Maybe everybody wants to go to the bar. They'd be like, don't do that. Well, maybe we want to go to the beach or something. But no, they've always been like, all right, yeah, get a hotel. And I'm like, nobody's really doing anything
you know,
for
really
my birthday.
Pissed me off? Like 2 years ago, you had your birthday at the beach. Everybody was going to the hotel. So I gave him my contribution to pay for the hotel while we were all there. You know who was left in the hotel that night? Me, you, and your girlfriend. And you two were having sex in the room while I'm sitting there watching fucking soap operas on TV because it was the only channel on the
soap
TV.
Offers.
I don't recall.
I do.
I don't recall.
How do you recall? You weren't there.
I was there,
the
and then I
one.
Left.
Well, yeah, then you left.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Give or take.
Was that the night D-Day shot a ping pong ball into that? You guys were not the only ones
vagina?
Left there.
Out of her vagina?
What did you say, out of her vagina?
We was at the hotel at Clearwater. I was the only one who spent the night, yeah.
No. Wait, there was like three people that spent the night there.
Yeah, me, you, and your girlfriend.
No, no, no. Three other people other than me and Jordan.
No, whoa. No, this was after Jordan.
Was this after my fight?
Yeah.
That wasn't for my birthday. That was after my fight. We were just hanging out.
No, it was I'm pretty sure it was for your birthday.
Nah.
It was the girl you dated who has two letters for her name, but
Yeah.
Wait, she spells it with six letters?
Yeah, not really.
I know what it is.
But anyway, yeah, that event.
Can I see what her name is?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can bleep it out. Casey?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, that was my last ex that cheated
on. I've never
thought
of the name Casey as
I dated a girl Casey. Named...
All right, boss, I have spoken.
I have spoken!
No, I knew a girl named Katie, but she spelled it K-T.
Whoa. Katie is also one that's just two letters.
Yeah.
Wow, my mind is being blown. Nick... Oh, no. I was like, wait, that's two letters. But Nick is not a letter.
Can be. It will be when I take over the world.
Anyways.
You're going to have to do that.
Shut up.
I guess that's correct because me and were in the room. I didn't even give a fuck who was there that night. I didn't even realize anybody was there that night. Well, obviously, because
everybody
we tore
was
that bed out.
Like, oh, yeah, we're going to spend the night. We're all going to have a good time. And everybody just starts leaving. And I'm like. I paid for the room. I can't leave now.
I didn't know everybody was leaving. I thought everybody was still there. I was already in the room. I had no idea. If I knew people were leaving, I'd be like, no, fucking stay.
I know, I'd give you a condom shower.
You
sent me
that.
To the corner store.
I remember that.
A lot of condoms.
There was a lot. We ran through almost all of them, too.
I know. I took a couple.
God.
An animal.
What a waste of money.
What?
Nobody's pregnant. It was actually saving money.
Says the guy with a kid.
Well, I was.
No one's pregnant again.
Yeah. I'm not trying to have another kid.
So you're gonna get a vasectomy?
Yeah, probably. I'm honestly probably gonna get one.
Would you get your balls removed though?
Yeah, I don't like them. They're in the way.
They are kind of
Mine are currently sticking to my legs, and I'm very uncomfortable.
Mine are kind of crunched up, so I'm putting this ball in the way so they don't look awkward.
I don't have balls, so
I like regularly. I'll be wearing.
Oh, lucky me!
Say this now because I looked down. I was like,
don't talk to me.
But like my pants will ride up, and it'll just crunch everything, and you'll just see this giant bolt, and I'm like.
That's why I've gotten up a couple times.
Yeah, I was in class today doing this all day. And I was like,
Sai had a phenomenal picture from Cheerfest.
Oh my
god! Looked like he was being yanked from the ground by his dick.
I was going through the Cheerfest pictures. He just posted them, and he was like, "Oh guys, here's the first set of pictures." And I'm looking through, and I see me one, and I'm like mid arch for a whip, and all you just see is. And I was like, Joey, please remove this picture. And he messages me, and he's like, do you really want it removed? I was like, Joey, it looks like my dick's just, like, flopping around. He's like, it looks like you're being pulled up by your dick. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get it off.
To be fair, he just said if he had a phone when he was 13,
that's true.
The whole internet would be full of his dick pics.
Yeah, but
I
was immature and just fucking stupid back then. Now it's like, I want it to be a secret. I want a girl, my life goal is for a girl to go down to give me a head, pull my pants down, and go, no, and just walk out. That's all I want. I will be so sad. I'll be like, yes, my life is complete.
Because it was too small or too big?
Too big, Joey. We know I don't have a small penis.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I do!
But for a girl to think you have a small penis would probably be an accomplishment.
No,
for you.
If a girl saw a small penis, they'd be like, oh, I'll try to make it work. I'm not going to make him feel bad. Unless they were a bitch, that'd be great. But or unless
like
the guy's into like shaming and shit like that.
It's like sucking on a pinky.
Yeah, it's like blowing a small hummingbird.
I cannot imagine having a pinky that small, a penis that small. I could imagine having a pinky that small.
A pinky
that
small.
Could you imagine being Asian?
Talk to Dan.
Does Dan really have?
I don't know.
I thought it was more like a hand shape.
That, no, that's what, it's a pancake. That's what.
Yeah, it's
just really like really round.
I don't get it.
It's like a pancake. It's like huge in girth, but it's like half an inch long.
Is it chode?
Yeah,
we just make fun of him because he's Mexican.
I don't think anybody's actually
like a
seen
thing?
His pizza.
No,
it's pizza.
Fuck, I can't
talk. It was me and Ken P. Me and my cousin busted on him in the shower and did the
busted on him.
It was at your house, Joey.
Busted on him.
Busted in on him.
Not only did they bust in on him, they took my digital camera and recorded busting in on him.
And we started doing Party Boy. In our boxes, but he was naked in the shower. We were like party boying on, and then we ran out. But you could see on the digital camera, and it was like a knuckle. Like, it was a knuckle covered in a forest. Like, we were like, oh, Dan. It was great.
Okay, to be fair,
I'd start pissing on
whenever
you guys.
Whenever someone like catches you naked, it's always in like the worst possible moment.
Yeah,
too.
No, yes, bumpiness.
Yeah, cold water. You know,
that was a shower, so hot.
Your house having cold water? That's a fucking good one, Joey.
Okay, yeah, I have the instant fancy hot water heater thing, but shut the fuck up, all right? Maybe he likes cold showers.
He doesn't.
I don't know.
He's Mexican.
Maybe he just has a small penis.
He likes a shower. Like
maybe
he
has
a
small
tequila.
Penis and likes warm, cold showers. Salty. Everything about that one?
What? No.
I said maybe he has small penises showers. And likes cold showers.
He has small penises?
Yes.
He has more than one?
You said it.
Oh, that would explain why it's so like that thick. If it's just like several
guys, we are done talking about penises right now.
Specifically, Daniel's penis.
Specifically.
Let's move on to talk about Nikki's penis.
All right.
Which I'm sure.
All right, who farted?
Not me this time.
Not me.
Was not I.
No.
It was Nikki.
I don't smell a fart.
It was Nikki.
You will.
God,
you did it!
Well, oh my god!
Evacuate!
Evacuate!